I've received many Christmas cards and many Christmas gifts. I received one right before Mass began this evening. My heart was certainly full of joy when I turned around and saw Mrs. Helen Clowney walk into this church tonight. Miss Helen is one of our saints and a wonderful woman who always sat in that same pew, and now she's taken care of by her family, and we go to visit her, but she came to church tonight. Amen. Some folks stayed home, but she came to church tonight. Yeah. Some folks said, I ain't going to church, but she came to church tonight. Amen. And as is my custom, asking for prayer, I'm going to ask Miss Helen to pray for me tonight. Hello. There's something special about the hands of one of our elders, so Miss Helen, just bless me tonight and that I may preach the word as God desires it to be. So just lay your hands on me. Amen, amen, amen.
Love you, Father.
Amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you tonight for the gift of your son, Jesus. We know that we can't really find the real gift in a store or in a mall. The real gift is love. The real gift is people. The real gift is friends and family. Father God, I'm tired tonight, but I know you give me the strength to preach your word to your people. Somebody came here tonight to get a blessing. Somebody came tonight to be encouraged. Somebody came tonight to know that God has not forgotten them. So loving God, just bless me tonight through the holy hands of Miss Helen, that the word might come flesh in your hearts of your people. Let the church say,
amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's give God a round of applause. God is good. Amen, amen. I know all of us have our favorite Christmas song. You heard some wonderful songs ministered and sung in our church tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Sweet little Jesus boy. Go tell it on the mountain. Oh, holy night. And it's also songs like This Christmas.
Yes.
I don't mean Chris Brown's version. I'm talking about Donnie Hathaway.
Yes.
Give Love on Christmas Day.
Yes.
And it goes on and on and on. We all have our favorite Christmas song that touches our hearts. And they never go out of style. One of my favorite, I heard it recently driving, was, well, don't laugh at me, church, Little Drummer Boy.
Yes.
I always liked that song. Now, I'm a little tired. I've had three masses already, but choir, you gotta help me out.
Okay.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. All right. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Come on, church. To lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. When he comes. Amen, amen, amen. You see, that song, church, talks about that God deserves the best.
Amen.
We don't give God our leftovers.
Nope.
We give God our best. Some of us give God our leftover time and our leftover talents, but God deserves the best.
Amen.
For God is awesome. And God deserves the very best we have. So this little drummer boy is kind of stuck because he feels he doesn't have a gift to bring that's worthy of God. He's a poor boy. And so he realizes that the best gift he can bring is the gift of himself, his praise, his thanks to God. You see, as I mentioned earlier, that gift you can't buy. That gift you can't send as a check. That's a gift of yourself. Mother Catherine Drexler would say, ours is the spirit of the Eucharist, the total gift of self. And when we give ourselves away in service, in love, in peace, in joy, we do the very work that we celebrate tonight as God gives us the gift of Jesus. Does anybody know what I'm talking about when we talk about giving yourself away in service to somebody else? Tonight is Christmas. And a lot of gift exchanges go on. But the best gift, the little drummer boy, just takes his drum. And the ox and lamb keep time. And Mary smiles and Jesus smiles. And he just keeps on beating his drum. Me and my drum. The gift of himself. Church, we come tonight to celebrate just how good God has been to us. Amen. We know it's been a tough year for a lot of us. Been through a lot, huh? Personally, in our families, in our nation. Anybody been through a lot this year? But God still comes to us and still blesses us and still says to us, I love you so much, I give you myself. I give myself away. Because when God gives Jesus, he gives the very reflection. As St. Paul says tonight, the reflection of himself to us. God could have saved the world any way God wanted to. God is God. And God doesn't need Christmas. God needs nothing. We need Christmas. We need to know, no matter how bad it gets, how broken and nasty it gets, God still cares about us. And God sends his son into the world. That's Emmanuel. God is with us. Does anybody in church believe that besides me tonight? Put your hands together and give God the praise because God is with us. God is with us. In our sickness, God is with us. In our brokenness, God is with us. And we're taken apart, but God is with us. And God gives us Jesus. And God sends that first Christmas announcement to those who are broken as well. Those on the night shift. Those who are working hard. You would think the last place God would send Christmas greetings. But God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God doesn't send his Christmas message to a golf course in Florida. Or a high-rise condominium in New York. No, God doesn't do that. God sends his message to those who need to know that God has not abandoned them. Amen. God has not forsaken them. You see, I believe if Christmas was tonight, God would send his first message way up in the sky to 24th and Lehigh. Because God would say to those in the kingdom of North Philadelphia, I have not forgotten you. I am with you. I love you. And in this year of Jubilee, the best is yet to come. You just hold on. God has something in store for St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in the year 2018. God has something for us because God cares about us. And tonight, no matter what you're going through tonight, no matter how you're feeling, it's Christmas. That little drummer boy, that little guy, he just comes and plays his drum. He plays his drum and gives the gift of himself to Jesus. What gift do you have to bring to Jesus? Because it's not going to be found in the mall. It's not found online. All the things that we give, there's nothing wrong with that. But maybe it's a gift of forgiveness. Maybe it's a gift of love and kindness. Maybe it's a hug that someone needs to know that they've not been forgotten and they're welcomed home. Maybe that's the gift that God's asking each of us to give to God by giving it to each other. Because when we see the face of another, we see the face of God.
Amen.
And God knows the world needs love today. I had dinner recently with some friends of mine. It was a wonderful time, as it always is. And this one particular person at the table shared a story that stayed with me ever since she told it. It's a story about a priest she works with. I'm not going to tell you who the priest is, none of your business. It's not me, though. But this priest, I know, has not always been kind to this person. This priest has not always shown respect for this person. This priest sometimes has done things that have been insensitive and downright mean. But this priest stepped away from his male privilege. Some of us men have a tough time saying, "I'm sorry." This priest stepped away from his clerical privilege, because sometimes us clergy folks don't think we got to say sorry. And this priest came to this woman and said to her, "I'm sorry. I apologize for the way I've treated you." That's giving yourself away.
Yes, yes.
And she did what any good Christian woman would do. She accepted it. That's love.
Yes.
He offered humility, contrition, and sorrow. She offered mercy.
Yes.
Mercy. Some of us need to do the same thing. Offer our own contrition and sorrow for the things we've done wrong. But also be able to offer the gift of mercy. Because I know when I get to the bench and I stand with no defense attorney before God, when God looks over my life and sees the moments when I've fallen, I want God to have mercy on me. Then how do I not show mercy to somebody else? You see, that little exchange I just shared with you, that's what I mean about giving yourself away in service and in love to another. That's Christmas. That exchange is more powerful than writing a check to someone, more powerful than giving someone a big old new iPhone. That's Christmas, church. When I can say to you, "I've messed up and I'm sorry," you can say to me, "You did mess up, but in the name of Jesus, I forgive you because God is merciful." You see, don't get it twisted. When you forgive someone, it doesn't mean you just totally, everything is okay. No. But it does mean, who am I to judge? Only God can really judge me. Church, tonight we come like that little boy who plays his drum. What's your gift you give to Jesus? What's the gift you give to his church and his family? What's the gift that needs to be given to somebody else that they would know that God has not forgotten you? God has not abandoned you. In fact, God is with you. It's my 7th Christmas here. Only God knows how many more I have. But I tell you tonight, if I never have another one, May you always know that God loves you, God forgives you, and God is with you. Merry Christmas.